This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Peace.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
First love, last love, only love, it's only love. First love, last love, only love, it's only love.
Producer Will.
What up?
And Tom Norris.
How you doing?
Nozzy, yourself, you alright?
Yeah, I'm well, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Will?
Well.
Well.
We're doing well.
Well. Will it? Well as Will.
I hope you're all well out there, enjoying your Friday. What did you all think of Michael and Hugh's show? It was a good one this week, wasn't
very
it?
Very good, yeah.
Very good, very good. Had Natty on, he used to be a big fan of Natty.
Used to be.
She's still on.
Well, no, I still am, but...
He's out there, mate. I'll knock you out, so...
I'll give him a wave.
He's gone.
Yeah, Natty, let's have a wave. There he is, legend. Who we got coming up on the show, on our show, we should talk about?
Who we got coming up on it?
We've got Pete Donaldson from the the Football Ramble.
You're doing a big funny joke,
yeah,
were you?
Yeah, we did a joke.
You did a big joke all over me, did you?
We did, just before.
And it stinks.
Just before we came on air, we told Tom that Pete had pulled out, and Tom went, oh, what, over
did
my
I?
Belly?
No, I said, are you joking? You're, no, I'm not. You can read my phone if you want.
I'm being
which is
serious.
Strange. You usually don't let anyone near your phone.
Well, I've got some dodgy stuff on there. We've got Will Willie Want You coming up. Willie, what do you want this week, Willie?
Well, Pete's in. Pete famously is on the Football Ramble, as
he
well
is.
As Absolute Radio.
Heard of it?
Heard of that. And we want Pete and yourselves to come up with the ultimate footballer. So we're like going to get a bit freaky, like Freaky Frankenstein-y.
Football Frankenstein.
Well, how are you going to break that up into three segments?
I'll tell you why. I'm going to break it up into hairdo, legs, and brain. So I want the brain. Was he intelligent enough to dish the ball about? See passes? Right.
Yeah. I hope so.
Hair. Who's got the best do?
Yeah.
Legs. Strong.
We get it.
You got it?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, basically just have to make up a superb footballer from his attributes.
That's coming up in about half an hour. What have we been up to then this week then, guys? Nozza, I'm looking at you.
This week, sir, I have been mainly hanging out. I'm trying to think, what have I been doing?
Busy one, man.
Well, Rachel, who I work with, has been away in lovely New Zealand and Australia. Mm. And so I've been in the office by myself most of the week. Just had the dog in there, just been working away, really. Going to the gym a lot, trying to keep fit and healthy.
Had the dog in there, is that a euphemism?
No, literally had a dog in there.
Your pooch.
My pooch.
How is he, alright?
He's lovely.
You'll bring
Monty.
Him to Fubar one day. Get him in the studio.
Yeah, I might do. He doesn't shut up. He's always, look at me. Try and bring his pedigree trams along.
I'm better than Pablo, the drugs mule.
Exactly.
I can hold double what he can.
For heavy.
Yeah.
Could be. What have you been up to?
Me, I've had a bit of a sad week, to be honest. Unfortunately, I experienced my first funeral. So
that's never a good one.
Never a nice time. Are we funeral goers? Have you been to a funeral?
This is a weird conversation.
No, I mean, have you
I've been to a funeral.
One funeral. Will?
Funeral goers. Oh, yeah, I try and get as many as I can, to be honest. Two.
Okay, it's quite a weird subdued thing. But it's my girlfriend's uncle who sadly passed away. So rest in peace to Mark.
Condolences.
Yeah, sad times. But on brighter scale, I went and saw The Revenant with
my
girlfriend.
That's not really a bright... Well, it's brighter than that.
The film's moody.
It's moody, yes. I saw it as well with my girlfriend. And I think, sadly for Leo, it's not going to be an Oscar-winning performance.
He
doesn't talk a lot in it. There's a lot of... how that hurt.
Fitzgerald.
There's a lot of that. It's not much speaking.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Will's seen it. I'm not even going
to
ask
actually,
you.
I actually was going to talk to you about this. I originally remember seeing, you know, you saw snippets and you heard all Leo's in this really great film that's coming up.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing like a little, like... a tagline, or it was a title for an article, which obviously I misread.
Okay.
But I didn't know I misread it to see in the film. I thought it said there was a scene in the film where Leo gets raped by a bear.
Oh, no.
And when the bear... Because I'm not ruining it for anyone. There's obviously a bear attack in it.
Yeah.
Whenever the bear foots on his front, which he did a lot, I was like, oh, here it's coming.
No.
And it never happened.
Yeah, but surely, I don't want to go to the ins and outs of bear rape, but surely it wouldn't matter whether he was on his front or his back.
Well, yeah, I think,
if anything, easier on the back, on the...
Well, when you flipped him on his front, button here...
Why do you hand me notes? Just speak, Will, you're allowed.
Hey?
Just speak.
What are you saying about The Reverend?
I read an article which I thought it suggested that Leo was going to get raped by a bear.
Right.
You're not listening.
I am listening.
See, this is why... Because
he says that, and
if I send you a note, it's because I don't want it to be brought up on air. That's why I send you a note. Fucking hell.
But...
I enjoy talking to Tom because he actually gives me something back. Mm. But I feel when we talk to you, your mind's gone with the fairies.
See what I'm
mate.
Doing now? I'm just trying to produce the show.
Okay,
keep it all together.
It. All right.
Yeah,
all
we
right.
need to try and present.
Oh yeah, no, all right, mate.
So what we'll do? We'll just cut your role back a little bit,
yeah.
And then you're just the button presser from now on.
All
okay?
right, that's fine, mate. Yeah, I'll do that. You two keep chatting, all right?
Yeah, we
Thanks,
will do.
Thanks, Will.
We will
appreciate
do.
That.
Is
mate.
That all right with you, Will?
Yeah, have a good one, lads.
Is that all right with you?
Yeah, have a good show.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Yeah. What one of those buttons does your mic?
This one.
Yeah, go on. Let's just yeah. Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Tom?
Ooh.
Oh, I can hear the birds.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
That's just someone tweeting, silly.
It is. I was going to bring something else is going to be happening in the show, because all that was a joke. Will's going to be very much part of the show.
Yeah, come on, come back.
Come on.
Come on.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Later on in the show, we're going to be trialing out a couple of new games.
Ooh,
and
yes.
One of them is going to be random karaoke, because we're so bloody random.
Basically, we've got an exciting secret project coming up in the next few weeks that we can or cannot speak about for a while.
Which we can.
But a friend of the show, Matt Bundy. Is it Matt Bundy? He might be listening in today. So, hello, Matt Bundy. Wink, wink on the secret project, sir.
Shh, don't tell.
We've got a few games coming up to sort of coincide with that. So, one of the games that I just want to briefly touch on is Good Cop, Bad Cop, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Me and you getting into character, getting into our roles, Jack, seeing destiny.
Yeah, I think today we're going to be interrogating young William.
Who's Why? What have I done wrong?
No, you'll find out. And we'll find out. We'll find out exactly what you've done wrong when we interrogate the F out of you.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll explain the rules before the game.
And as you were saying, the random karaoke.
Where suddenly a klaxon's going to go off.
Ooh,
and
what?
William's going to have to sing along to a bunch of randomly picked songs.
We've basically compiled five well-known songs together. And as Tom was saying at one point in the show, you're going to hear a loud...
Yeah.
And then it's up to you to sing along to the random karaoke. Right.
And let's just say, it's a little bit high-pitched, some of the vocals. Oh,
well, you know I've got it in me.
Well, oh, I've heard.
Like holding a tenor above your head, you're going to have to reach for those notes.
Yeah. That's
just one note, but...
Oh, well, alright.
I think Tom was going to compliment me there and you interrupted.
Yeah.
Was you going to say you liked that?
I was, but then he made me realise what it is.
Can I quickly go back to Revenant talk?
Of course you can. Come on, let's go back.
So you don't think Leo deserves an Oscar for this?
I don't think it's the best thing. He might win it because it's such a different kind of film, but I personally think, even though it was incredible and he acted like really, you know, made you believe he was there, but I just think it wasn't anything spectacular. The whole film was beautiful, like the director of photography nailed it, but in terms of, you know, I just didn't think it was all that. What about you? Do you disagree?
I honestly don't know enough about it. I thought he was great, and I thought the film, as you said, looked beautiful, but whether or not he gets one, I don't know, because I would have all assumed that he's probably picked up a few before now, and he hasn't. Yeah. So.
Would you watch it again?
Yes,
would
but
you?
I would watch it in a more chill... I wouldn't watch it in a cinema where you have to lock on and watch it. I'd have it on in the background somewhere.
Yeah.
Nibbles. That's a Nibbles film. Do you know what I mean,
Is it
Will?
A Nibbles film?
It's a bit of a Nibbles
Did you,
film.
The whole time I watched it, me and my girlfriend were saying, you watch it, and there's so many times they go in and out of water and things like that. You think, how cold are their hands?
Yeah, they'd be
Constantly
freezing.
Constantly doing all the stuff they're doing.
And then there's a bit where he gets out of the water and then he sits near the fire, and I thought, oh, chill blames.
Chill blames.
You remember them?
Oh, remember them? Paraffin lamps. Remember those as well?
Half the film just getting wet, drying your clothes. Getting wet, drying your clothes.
A lot of grunting. What about a bit? Oh, can we? Is it going to be a spoiler? Where he sleeps? You know?
Oh, yeah. Don't. I saw that. I've seen that on Bear Grylls before. Anyway,
yeah,
in
true.
A camel.
True. But apparently, I don't know if this is true or not. But apparently, Leonardo DiCaprio is a vegetarian in real life, and that was real meat he had to eat in that thing.
Really?
He was eating real meat. Yeah. But one of
just
the
get some quorn.
Tastes just the same, apparently, doesn't it?
No.
Does it not?
You said it did the other day.
No, I didn't. I said it tastes similar.
Oh,
I Jesus. Went for a week of eating corn when I tried to impress that girl in middle school that I fancied because she was.
You know what? Being vegetarian 3 days. Everyone should do it.
She was a little scene kid emo girl, and she was like, "I hate when people hurt animals and eat sausages." So I went, "Do you know what? I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna prove to her that I don't need meat." And I went home, and I went, "Mum, Dad, I'm a new man. Get them sausages out and get me corn."
Dad, get your sausages out.
And he was the same old man. He didn't change.
I quite like corn. Like, I wouldn't ask for it, but...
What do you mean you wouldn't ask for it?
Well, I wouldn't like... I had a vegetarian breakfast the other day.
What was that like?
Really nice, but the sausage was like... had, like, shredded carrot in it as well.
Oh,
rancid.
Carrot for breakfast is a bit odd.
Rancid.
No, it wasn't an actual carrot.
No, I get it.
You get it?
It wasn't an actual carrot.
All right, yeah.
What are your plans for the weekend?
Well, I'm actually meeting... Well...
Oh, is
I've
it
got a confession.
Another date, is it?
No,
bloody
I've got a confession.
Hell.
Actually, I better bring that music off.
You got a confession. What?
Got a confession.
What girl's it now?
No.
Go on.
I'm not like that.
Go on.
Well, as I said last week on the show, I was quite the way into dry January, wasn't I?
Oh,
yeah, I was like,
God.
Oh, we were so proud of you, and you wouldn't let us down. Yeah. How is it going, man? We're seriously stoked for you getting there.
Bear in mind how much I mugged Tom off for in the play because of this. So
I did last 5 days.
Yeah.
Well, I made it to 21 days.
You spoiled
which,
it.
Yeah. Last night came off the wagon.
Why?
Well, I went to see the Maccabees. Yes.
How were they?
Really good.
Yeah.
And I went to Brixton Academy, which we were talking about. Tom, have you been?
I haven't been. I'd love to go.
It's amazing because it's on a slope.
It is on a slope. It's like down like that, isn't it?
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was on some sort of floating balcony, but no, there I was watching the Maccabees.
You was almost on cloud nine.
Yeah,
weren't you?
I was. Yeah, but I had a few pints.
Nine pints.
93.
Did you feel a bit wavy?
No, I didn't actually.
Well, how come you were messaging me and Tom last night in a WhatsApp group going, oh, I'm in it, lads, I'm in a chicken place.
What should I get? Or I might just nick it and run away.
I might get all the chickens, corn chickens.
Can I have all your chickens, please?
Do you do corn? No. That's what you said. We heard you.
I didn't
say that. Got a shredded carrot in your chicken.
Amazing.
So, am I forgiven? Or Well, you can't talk, Nozzer.
I can. You beat
Tom.
I will.
But I think the real winner here is me, because I never give it up. So,
yeah.
You're never going to give it up.
21 days is impressive, though, no?
Not really.
And you know, before me, I like to drink, I tell you. I don't.
You're one of those people that can't have one, aren't you? If you have one, you need a few more.
Yeah, that's what I think now. If I'm drinking, I'm going out.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day? You went, 6 days without having... Tom went 6 days without having a drink. The guy that James Franco plays in the film 127 Hours went longer with his arm stuck in a rock in the canyon than you could go without having a drink. Don't do the maths, I've worked it out. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's 5.5, all right? So you beat him by half a day, but don't add that to a CV.
Fuck you, Franco!
He's only got one arm, though.
Oh, me up! Oh, yeah, the real guy.
It's getting a bit hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's not sweater weather in here.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
On the line right now, we have Mr. Pharoah Monch.
Hey, what's up? Hey.
You've done one of the few cover versions that exist in hip-hop. Welcome to the Terradome.
When I got that beat, I started singing some of Chuck's lyrics, and I was like, yo, this actually is a good fit, you know, for the energy. And I thought it would be, and I sent it to Chuck, and I asked him, could I cover the song? And he was like, hell yeah, of course, man. It's crazy. So
every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Stiggy
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Lovely stuff. We are joined by the man himself, Mr. Pete Donaldson.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm so excited you're here.
I'm really hot. Excited that I'm here. What is with it, this place?
It's like a toga party
kind of business.
To be honest, we don't really know what we're doing. We just turn up every Friday and
just because you're allowed to press some of the buttons, you're not allowed to press the buttons on the air conditioning. That's not part of the desk, Jack.
Can you do that?
Well, can I operate the air conditioning unit?
Yeah.
I can do. Yeah.
Actually, it's all right. It's getting cooler now. We're fine.
Right.
I'll flap my arms a bit.
How are you? You well?
Yeah, thank you for letting me on, guys. It's wonderful. I've been here once before, back in the day, but yeah. They're not replaced any of the equipment, it seems. It's pretty much the same setup as it was before. But yeah, lovely.
Low budget stuff here on FUBAR.
Speaking of low budget,
here's a jingle we made.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming, PD. Cheers, Diggory. Let's chat some shit today. Thanks for coming, PT. Cheers, Diggory. Did you get some yogurt on the way?
That's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised. Well, I asked. That was the reason why I asked how long you guys have been doing the show. You said 15 weeks, and you're still doing personal jingles like
that's
that.
That's the first personal jingle I think we've ever done.
Oh, okay.
Apart from Robbie.
Ben Cook had one.
Yeah, Cook had one, didn't he?
Okay, sorry.
Because his last name was Cook, so we made it a bit like Bake Off.
Yeah. I mean, if people are unfamiliar with my oeuvre, I come from a podcast called The Football Ramble, and I revealed upon it that my name was going to be Diggory instead of Peter. My dad was very keen on that name.
Where did that come from?
My dad's stupid face. That was the idea that he had. That did not get through planning with my mum, so okay. And I really like yogurt, so...
My dad recently got an iPad, and he's quite old school, my dad, and he went on the game centre thing, and it said his name was Noggs, and my last name's Norris, and he goes, why does it say this name? I was like, it just gives you a random name, Dad. He goes, because when I was at school, my nickname was Noggs, King of the Noggs.
I mean, he was a monarch.
I don't know what Noggs is, but yeah. I'm the Prince of the Noggs now. So.
Brilliant. You will inherit that title one day.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I feel a bit... sort of like overwhelmed by the amount of Newcastle in this room now.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Tom's 50%. Newcastle.
Okay, Newcastle fine, because I'm Hartlepool, aren't I? So I'm technically Teesside.
Cambridge.
That was my other name.
So. Why is that again? Your family?
Family from Carlisle, which isn't Newcastle.
Weirdly, they have the same accent as Hartlepoolians, even though they're nowhere near. We use those like Elish and Bewers and stuff like that, which just baffles the mind because Carlisle's miles away.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I've only been Carlisle a handful of times. Seeing my nan, she got really angry when we didn't eat all the crisps she put out.
Was that
I've always harboured that, man.
There were wars fought about that. Somebody didn't eat somebody's crisps. Oh, that's how Darling became Darlington.
It's real cute to us. We leave the room. What bastard's not eating the crisps? All right, nan.
I'll go round and I'll have all the crisps.
No, she's in your box, your crisp box.
What crisps were they?
I really can't remember. There's loads of Sunny Delight and then a kid turned orange and I remember something about that.
Is this a Roald Dahl book?
Some kid drank loads of Sunny Delight once and there was something about him, his skin pigment. I could be lying.
That's true, I remember that. I also remember a guy who used to use colloid silver. He thought, basically silver's like an antiseptic. Mm. And he used to drink water with silver in it. And it turned him like this amazing Smurf blue. Check it out on YouTube. It's beautiful. This man explaining what, and he goes, I won't do it again. And then he looks at the camera and he goes, I might do it again. He can't get enough of that colloidal silver. Love it.
That reminds me of Goldschlager. You remember that?
Is that the one that cuts your throat?
Oh, it's real gold in there, mate. Real gold in there. Cut your throat. It's like, yeah.
So the alcohol gets in quicker. Yeah. That's what I had. Yeah.
Yeah. It's never real gold, was it? Never real gold.
So we have to admit, we are like a bit of fanboys, aren't we? Big fans of the Ramble Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Luke call in once upon a time. But we often get together on a Friday morning before this show and discuss, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a question for you off air, haven't we?
Oh, so, yeah. Sorry, is it about a yacht?
Yes. And a couple of jobbies.
And we've got a couple, I think probably in the next bit, we've got a few football-related stories.
Okay.
And of our own personal experience within the football game. And we want you to judge which one would most likely make it onto Highlights of the Week.
I mean, I think you're overestimating the quality of that particular section. I imagine all of them will, and more.
Well, you haven't had wheels yet.
If someone just sent an email with the word football written in it, sent from my iPhone, that would get in the Highlights of the Week.
So, Pete, tell us a bit about yourself, mate. What do you do other than than the ramble?
Loads of short runs, loads of squat thrusts. to be honest, in January, I've been to the gym at least 10 times. Are we all doing that now?
You two would get on famously.
Are we all doing that? Newcastle lads.
That's what we do.
Pumping that iron, lifting the Greg's pasties 2 miles and then down again. It's incredible. And you just walk around, I've just been to the gym and you walk around and everyone, all the proper muscle men, they're just annoyed that you're there. They're just upset. They're just going, amateurs.
Yeah, you're a waste of a bench to them, aren't you?
It's like when people go and get drunk at Christmas. You go, I'm here every weekend, mate. You're not allowed to suddenly think you're really good at drinking. And then I punch them.
What do you...
Sorry, I'm a voiceover man and I do radio shows in the evening as well.
Okay.
So I'm here to show you how to do it properly, yeah?
We need help.
Talking of Pete's voice, you've got a question based on his voice. You weren't too sure. You was 90% sure that was him on a clip.
No, I'm pretty sure. The clip that's been going around Facebook a bit with talking to Liam Gallagher.
Yes.
Booting Idris Elba's hat.
I spoke to someone in Manchester that I didn't really want to maintain contact with. It was a friend's birthday. I was like, oh, this person's a bit of an idiot. And I got back down to London, and a few weeks later, the Lad Bible, which seems to just kind of take every bit of content that's ever existed in the world and steal it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you've got any kind of relationship with Lad Bible.
Not now, anyway.
I'm looking for that. What are your sponsors again? And they kind of just stole it, and it went sort of viral, just him. This mewling interview that I really hated, one of my worst interviews, because it was a big deal. Everyone was going, oh my God, you've got Noel Gallagher interview. And we get into it, and I'm fawning, and I'm just trying to get the interview finished, and I'm trying to. And he does this story about Idris Elba's hat, and yes, I was that person. So this person that I met in Manchester found me on Lad Bible and started going, oh mate, are you on the radio, are you famous? So he keeps on messaging me. I hate Lad Bible.
Was he a bit of a nightmare to, because he does seem a bit of a nasty piece of work.
We're talking about Gallagher now, not
the chap. He was he was a massive dildo, as you'd imagine, but that's kind of his raison d'etre, really. But I mean, I could take it from Noel, because there's a little bit of intelligence behind there, but there's a certain level of intelligence with Liam, but he's my friend, he's definitely not my friend. He's a 40-odd-year-old man from mid-40s bloke, and he's just giggling and scoring points like with his mates and stuff in what's his band, BDI, right. And I'm like, going, mate, grow up, like, just do your job, do your promo, and then bugger off.
Giggling and point scoring sounds a bit like the ramble for me.
Yeah, I've got no room to talk, really.
So how did the ramble start, Pete?
Hang on, sorry to interrupt. You have been so excited to ask this, haven't you? In the pub earlier, I'm going to ask him how it starts. Well, that would be a good question, wouldn't it?
I'm not trying to questions here.
I'm going to ask him where he gets his trousers from. Started in one of the guys who does it, Luke Moore, who we mentioned just a second ago, who does send his apologies. He was going to come down, but he's got work to do. He's got a proper job on that. But him and Marcus and Jim, who also do the ramble, they started in Luke's kitchen, I do believe. I think it's started in student radio. That's not something I ever got involved in. Basically, I was working at XFM on the breakfast show. I had access to studios, so that's why I got involved. Basically, there was no reason for me to get involved other than I had access to studios and they needed a studio. So,
had you heard it before they got in contact?
Luke thinks I did, but I didn't.
No,
Luke worked in my building upstairs on the sales floor, and he messaged me. We talked about this just yesterday, in fact, and he said, oh, because you used to listen before. I was like, I think we were talking and I pretended I'd heard it. But it was still as excellent as it is now, before I joined. But I hadn't heard it, but it was very good. And I wanted to get involved, very much so.
You got all that, Will?
Thanks for having me. That's me out, Will.
So this next song we've got coming up is actually, I think you pick this one, Will? You get one pick a week, don't you?
Yeah,
it's Shields
Oh yeah,
is that the name of the song, or is that the? I'm not up to date with all this new
Shields.
Hip,
yeah, and the song's called Alive.
We'll have a bit of that then, please.
Yeah, one of them coming up.
It's all I ever need and more. It's everything that I adore. It's killing me to keep it alive. If it kills me, I will keep it alive.
Then let's have a What Willie Wants.
What Willie Wants. Oh, when I'm asking you things and you're telling me what Willie wants.
So basically, Pete, this is the jingle again.
Again, I mean, I said professional jingles. I wasn't as impressed with that one, yeah, I must admit.
It's my finest work.
This is the part of the show where we try and convince Will that he wants our ideas.
Right, again. bench press me.
It was more of a ident than it was a feature.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Work we backwards. Come, yeah. Work backwards from the name.
Title first, concept second. So, what do you want this week, Will?
I want the ultimate footballer.
Okay.
So we're talking hairdo,
Messi.
Legs, brain.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, so, sections of, yeah.
Yeah, well, you okay. know, you've written this section, so. Yeah.
No, I'm pretending this is all a bit improv.
Oh,
so,
okay, right.
He
yeah.
texted it to me earlier.
So, do you want to start, Jack?
Yes.
What have you got for me?
I think.
Start with hair.
Okay, and who's going first?
You're getting a bit nervous, mate. Come on.
I am getting a bit nervous because you know me. I like to take this section very serious.
Yeah.
And if I mess up my, it's almost like a speech, really. If I mess it up, I won't carry on.
Matt, your printing's okay? I thought you'd printed right off the back of the bottom of the page and gone onto the new page. Yeah. Like you can't handle the white space between. It's incredible.
It's got a guillotine out.
Yeah.
Put that together.
I can see why you don't run your own desk now, Jack. It's complex.
Oh dear. So Tom, you can start.
All right, this one from you definitely signed. Okay, well, I'll start then. I'm going for hair first, and I've gone for Carlos Valderrama.
Ooh, big.
Colombia's most capped player, famed for his blonde afro.
He was.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've got a fond memory of him, because I think, it's not Tazos, but there's other little pogs you used to get in Quavers and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's a World Cup one. I remember getting him.
A man who just screamed porno, didn't he? If you could sum up one man, yeah, porno. But big tash, big hair.
With his hair, it fit perfectly on a pog, though.
It was the only one they did.
I'm surprised they didn't get new, like, real estate, a bigger pog to fit his hair.
Valderrama.
So I was happy with that. But I was just thinking as well, maybe give it a bit more purchase on the ball. And I was thinking Flaney's good in the air, but Flaney looks like he's got a buzz cut in comparison to Valderrama. Mm. So I thought, you know, a nice big blonde. And yeah. I don't see that much nowadays. Well, you don't see it at all.
Process that.
Yeah, I am.
I think that's a good answer.
Fellaini times two, but blonde.
Yes.
And Colombia.
Okay.
What more do you want in life?
Well, I'm hoping you can
double Fellaini.
You can give me more.
Well, there was loads of options. I could have gone for Burra's Abel Xavier.
Yeah, he was the beard as well, wasn't he?
Oh,
yeah.
Got through a lot of bleach, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a lot going for him. And you could also go for the receding dreadlocks of Jovino. You could have done,
dirty,
but I didn't. I've gone for something much more recent, and I've gone for Andy Carroll's armadillo. You know this? Of recent weeks?
Oh, it was half and half kind of thing, wasn't it? It was weird.
Yeah, it's like all braided into one sort of thing. Just because I think Game of Thrones is obviously very popular at the moment. A lot of girls seem to fancy the men off there.
Do they?
So, well, I think so. Natalie, what do you reckon of Game of Thrones? The men on there, are they up your street? Or?
Oh, we're doing
hot, yeah, very hot.
Yeah, she's nodding. So I thought... you did an impression of it.
Yeah, just,
go on then.
I'd have them all.
I'm glad I missed it. Wow. First time around. I'm glad. And I just thought, I think if you pick it, that might inspire more young footballers coming up to dress almost gladiatorial. So we could see players like Reece Oxford in sort of high sandals. I had a dream the other night. I was telling these boys, I had a dream the other night that I found a bank card and it belonged to Reece Oxford.
I mean, it's not as good as Martin Luther King's, is it, really? it's mental, if anything.
And I went to use the card, because obviously he must have a bit of wedge now.
Yeah.
And then it came news to me somehow that he had been killing children. So, and then
that was on the statement?
I just heard
axes.
It.
Axes. Yeah. I bought three axes recently.
So I couldn't use his card. I was gutted.
Oh.
Still skin.
Never leave a paper trail when you're killing them kids. Is our only advice, guys.
So that's mine. I've gone for the Carol Armadillo.
Okay. You were saying off air that you're not allowed to do libel on the station.
And then you go on and you say that he's Reece Oxford's killing kids.
In a dream.
In a dream.
In a dream. A very lucid dream.
Yeah.
A drunken dream.
So, Pete, can you better that? I'd hope so.
Haircut-wise?
Yeah.
Can I go for the late, great Pavel Sarnacek, please?
Oh, yes. Okay.
And Matt... Oh, it's Tom Baton. Just because he's passed on, we can, you know, appreciate the hair. Back in the day, his hair was like that kind of hair that you already see on exchange students that have done national service. Like, thick, wiry, sticky-up Marine Corps hair that was like... It was like a wire brush, but like a Rolodex of wire brushes. that would sort of sway one way or the other. It was incredible.
Did they ever used to get in his eyes?
Say again?
No,
it didn't. It was just out. It was just like straight out.
Okay.
Pick a point on his head and his hair would go straight out. It was unbelievable.
Do you reckon there was product in that? Or do you reckon that was a natural sort of...
It was proper hedgehog. It was beautiful. No, I don't think it was. I think that's just the way his hair went.
Lovely.
It was wrong. But in later years, he had a longer hair and he would pull it down and he looked a little bit better. But when he first came out, it was like, wow.
That's impressive.
That man knows how to build a Kalashnikov.
Oh, did he play for anyone other than Newcastle in the Premier League?
Sheffield Wednesday?
He did, yeah, he popped around, didn't he? Sheffield Wednesday had one. Yeah. Did he pop in at Villa, like, given for a bit? Well, I can't remember now.
Maybe.
Why do you leave Newcastle? You're dead to me.
Exactly, that's it. So I've got to choose one
that's
now.
That's a terrible thing to say, thinking about it. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Clip that.
Where's that dump button?
I think I'll go with Tom Nozzer on this one.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Well played. That's 1-0 to Noz.
Yep.
When was the last time you actually won?
A long time with you, Will.
Yeah,
a long
time.
So patronising. So patronising.
I'm being nice with pizza.
Yeah. What do you want next, Will?
Can I have the legs, please?
Oh, the legs?
Pete, would you mind start giving me your best
legs?
Yeah,
I'll get involved.
So, like, body, like, legs, body.
Oh, yeah, body. So, John Hartson's legs in particular... We've all said this on the Ramble. A friend of the Ramble, I can't remember who it was, said that he once saw John Hartson in shorts in a shopping centre, I think, and his calves looked like two big gammon hams. Two big sweaty red gammon hams. Like big, bulbous, like a cyclist who's put on a bit of weight.
Covered in ginger fuzz.
Just going in lovely peach fuzz. Oh, lovely.
God.
Yeah, so that really. But if we're talking body, I'd probably go for Lineker, who never seemed that... like pumped
until
later years. And what's he like, 55 now? Like he's he's proper muscular now.
Yeah,
and he's single again.
Yeah. He's single again. Yeah.
Oh, so Gary, if you're listening, you've already been flirting around with the Malaysian one. Now I have the English
click
one.
Them.
Shall we go to? We'll go to you. I'll go first on the latter.
What you got, Tom?
Oh. I went for Alan Shearer's leg.
Yes.
Of course I did.
Seeing a theme here.
Valderrama and Shearer.
Oh, I know. What's your next one?
We don't know. It's not like we prepared them.
Mine's a theme.
Okay, but I'm going with him, but I'm going early Newcastle, just soon after Blackburn, not after the horror injuries where he slowed down and whatnot. Because he could wallop a ball like nobody.
That's
the word? Yeah, like nobody but him.
Yeah.
Also, you know, top goal scorer of the Premier League and whatnot. And also, I've got a fond memory.
You find a way to drop that in on almost any...
fond memory. Watching Newcastle train when I was little, when that was a thing, when you go to watch the training sessions.
I think it still is a thing. I think you're just too old for it.
Okay. I went once and got a picture of Keith Gillespie and my brother opened up the film and it ruined the picture.
Oh. Did he want to look at the picture?
Where's
predating the digital camera by some years?
It came out. Everything else was fine, but that one picture was really orange. I was livid. But my mum, I remember my mum.
He could do with some colour, couldn't he?
As orange as Hartson's legs. So.
My mum was swooning over the size of Shearer's thighs.
Oh, blimey!
So I thought, you know, do it for my mum. Bring Shearer's thighs back.
Wow,
back?
Okay.
They're still around. But go on, bye.
Jack.
I've gone for Thomas Repka. So again, another West Ham.
It's quite a niche reference, then.
Well, I don't know if it is. He was international for Czech Republic.
I mean, yeah, he's still not doing himself any favours on the niche reference.
Right, I've gone for him just because he could munch anyone. Like, he wouldn't let anyone past him. You can
what? Munch anyone?
All right.
Get right in there.
That noise.
You can imagine him.
Munch me.
You can imagine him in a shed
in his
garden in Czech Republic, just nailing nails onto the bottom of his shoes. You know what I mean? Like, I think he got about 3 red cards in one game once. That is possible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's move now.
Let's move to Pete. Mine's nice and short. And not too confident with it now.
I think. Pete, who did you say? Lineker.
Did I go for Lineker? Can I go for Hartson instead?
You go for Hartson.
Oh.
I mean, what I'm thinking of Hartson is that picture when he's like wrapping his leg around Al Berkovich's head.
That's right, yeah.
So
that's right. He's got a lot of room in his heart when something happens in the football and he's describing. Oh, it's disgraceful. Yeah, it is.
I think
I'll
go with Pete on that one.
Yeah.
Hartson's legs.
Okay, I had a feeling I weren't winning that one.
Hartson's body bad around his hair. So far.
Oh dear.
None of the Czech Republic internationals have got in tonight. Today.
Come on, Will.
What have you got against the Czech Republic?
Hey. What are we going for? Who do you want to kick this one off? Nozzer, go on. We're going for the brain.
Jackson, start this one off.
Okay, right.
Arguably so the most important feature.
The theme here, I've gone for another ex-West Ham player and arguably my favourite player of all time, Paolo Di Canio. I've gone for his brain, not for his ability.
His footballing brain.
Not for his footballing brain.
Not his racist.
But for his Paolo brain. And not his... not for that. Just because, like, one minute he's doing incredible things with the football. He's being a magician almost. Every 60 seconds his brain seems to change. These big highs and obviously low. So I think one minute he's sort of Thought Park up there, roller coasters, a lot of people having a lot of fun. The next minute, Banksy's Dismaland. Do you know what I mean?
Why do you want this?
He's slapping managers with fish. He's being a bit nasty to people. He's punching his own players in the face. And I just think that would always keep you on your toes. And it's just quite exciting. The kind of thing we need here on FUBA.
Not to beat that.
I've gone for quite odd choice, but it's quite a reformed character in terms of his football ability.
Go on.
Ben Arthur. Only because recently, like, we watched some of the highlights the other day.
And you said he's playing Nice.
Yeah, he plays in Nice. And you said yourself that it's kind of like Messi sped up the way he was doing some of those things. He's so quick with his skill. And I'm thinking if he was, you know, not as off pitch, because he's obviously a sulky bastard, hence him getting booed off by Hull and whatnot. And Pardew saying if he can handle Ben Arthur, then he can handle Adebayor. I read that earlier today, which is a bit of a...
He didn't handle Ben Arthur, though. He ruined him. Outrageous.
So I think him on the pitch, of his mental ability, I think he would be handy.
Mm. Pete, where are you taking us?
I love Ben Arthur. Can I go for Julian Joachim?
Certainly. Oh, wow!
Because I once
that's
read...
That's niche.
I don't know whether this might be libelous, but it's not really that libelous. I once read that he was given an electron card rather than a proper Visa sort of credit card because he couldn't be trusted with money. But he would still go to the bank to check his balance, which I quite like.
That's cute.
See if he could afford something that he wanted, which I think is adorable. But he was still at Villa. He was at Villa? Yeah, Villa. He was still making a lot of money, but he was still only allowed one of those electron cards that only allows you to spend what you've got in your account.
Who would have decided that?
His bank manager, apparently. He said, you can't keep doing this, Julian. But he's a man after my own heart, because that was most of my 20s, just going, I'll get another loan. If payday loans existed back then, I would be in so much trouble right now. Oh, my God.
Maybe he should call up and have a word with El Mascherano.
What a mess that is. He won't serve any time, though, will he?
Nah, he can't do. Surely not. Xavier.
I've got to pick one, haven't I?
Yeah, maybe you should go for me, and then it brings it to a nice little...
Okay, Jack! It's the winner, so that means everybody's won!
Yay.
Everybody bounce! Let me see those hands!
Get yourself down to the strip for 2-for-1 Jaeger bombs.
Those like double parked car outside.
There we go, that's what Willie wants. And that's about all we've got time for with little Petey here.
Hey, little
Petey.
I was being patronising.
No, I call Tom Little Nozzer, so I'm calling. Do you know what I mean?
I don't realise you're that tall, Jack. You are actually very tall.
Lanky.
See, because you shoot your videos from above, you can't tell.
Yeah.
You should do a video where you put your slippers on your knees and waddle around. Just to give us some perspective.
I might get the views back in, that lot.
Yeah, that'll pick it back up. That's what I've been looking for. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
So, if anyone likes the sounds of Pete's voice and want to hear more of that, where can they go?
Have a watch of Challenge TV, or probably more likely listen to the Football Ramble Monday and Thursday, or Tuesday and Friday rather, at thefootballramble.com. Have a listen.
Lovely stuff. Thanks for coming in, Pete.
Cheers.
Oh,
Hey, how you doing then, Nas?
Yeah, I'm okay. How you been?
Up and down. This town is full of crooks, you know.
They'll eat you up and spit you out again.
I know, we got a rat out there waiting to come in.
Shall I go get him, get some answers?
Why don't you let me handle this? I'll go get him.
Okay, Dean. Do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna be a bit forceful with this motherfucker.
Just don't treat him like the last guy. Remember what happened?
You'll see how I treat him.
Sarge wasn't happy with how you treated the last guy.
Hey, you scumbag!
Get off me!
Get here, you scumbag!
Take a seat.
Get your hands, your filthy hands off me!
Don't call me filthy!
Sit down.
You sit there and you shut the fuck up.
For those who maybe are unaware, this is good cop,
bad cop. Also, I should just let you know that I have a condition, and that condition can often make my accent fluctuate.
And also, you maybe should be aware that if you falter in the questions three times, three strikes, you're out.
Okay.
That's the rules.
So we're going to quiz you now.
Right.
And we want to learn some stuff about you.
Okay.
And as my counterpart, Norris said here. Norris, so hey, not American.
How you doing?
Norris.
Now, there's people, you tweeted about someone being called Norris earlier on who's definitely American, so.
True.
Carry on.
True. As my counterpart Norris said here, we're going to quiz you. We're going to find out a few things about you to see if you did do the crime.
Yeah, well, you won't get him out of me.
Shut up! I will let you literally cut you from ear to ear.
Producer William, hey, nice to meet you. Norris, how you been?
Yeah, nice
you
to meet you.
You
yeah,
all kid?
You're a nice guy.
I think you've got mixed up in a few things you didn't want to get mixed up in. You know, we've all been there. Is the timer running? Because I want to start doing the thing.
Yeah, time is running.
Is it running?
Now.
Okay, I got some questions for you, kid.
Norris, can you... Before you start...
Sure thing.
Did you hear that he said you're a nice guy?
I am a nice guy.
We're cops. We don't have to be nice guys.
I've been on the circuit for a long time. A long time indeed.
Ask the questions.
So, William... Hey, how you doing? What county...
Wait.
Oh, God.
Because we are on a strict clock right now,
yeah.
We forgot to mention that you cannot hesitate.
No.
You cannot deliberate.
Okay.
You have to answer straight away.
All right.
Now Norris can take it away. Don't be easy on this cocksucker.
Hey, I got this, okay? So, what county is your favorite county? Tell me.
Worcestershire, because it's where I'm from. It's where I was born. It's beautiful rolling hills, beautiful sunshine.
That's well and good, but yeah. If you could obliterate any country, who would you do? You can drop a bomb right on them. I want to know who.
Dean, this is getting heavy. Yeah.
We didn't discuss this. Yeah. Wow.
If you could, theoretically.
Come on. You're hesitating, kid.
St. Kitts.
I don't know what it is, but okay.
It's a little island.
Well, you've got St. Kitts and Nevis, so you can just have Nevis. Hey, you don't need both of them.
Hey, so thanks for that. Next question. What's your favourite bicky to dunk in your cup of tea?
I do love a Bourbon cream, actually, because I feel you get more than most biscuits. You get the top layer, you get the cream in the middle, and then another bit of biscuit on the bottom as well. So that's my favourite.
Like straight away. What's the first animal you go into a zoo? What's the first animal you want
to
see?
Oh, I tell you what, when I get in the zoo, I'd bloody love to see a seal.
A seal?
Yeah.
Think about this and think real fucking hard.
Okay,
if I was to force you right now
to
fuck an animal, which one would it be?
Well,
and I want a reason why.
This is picking up very quickly. I think the lads in the previous show brought it up. I'd probably go for a dolphin.
So why?
They give you a good scene too.
Oh.
Over to you, Norris.
Flipper, I'm going to flip you off. Do you reckon you're quick at running?
Actually, in year eight, I was the district 800 metre champion, so...
Well, don't get any ideas now. You're not running anywhere. You're here for the long haul.
I like what you did.
You don't like it.
I do.
You're being interrogated, kid.
I like you, though.
I know, I'm the nice guy.
You are.
Have you ever collected anything that's slightly strange? Anything when you're a kid? Did you collect it?
Wrestling figures. I had an abundance of wrestling figures.
Favourite toy? Which one?
The Titantron I had, because you used to put like the feet on the entrance rampway and then like the music would go off of the
You'll be collecting bruises if you don't shut up. Now tell me, talking of collecting, how fucking sad was Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, fuck, yeah.
Thank you, Norris.
That was a terrible show. I preferred Pokemon.
Hey, shut up.
What? Yeah, you're the good guy.
You're getting this.
Okay.
You win.
I am the nice guy, but when you test me, you
The next one. Do you find swimming in the open ocean scary?
Yeah. I don't like sea water.
Yeah, I see.
It's too salty, man.
Good answer, but if I was to throw you in the ocean, if you was to sleep with the fishes, how well do you think I would sleep at night? Answer me that.
You look very disturbed, so I don't think you sleep a lot.
I'd sleep well.
Oh.
That's the answer.
Wow, okay.
Should all poems rhyme?
Yes.
You're fucking damn right they should rhyme. Poetry is an art. Remember that. Next question, please. Counterpart.
What do cows drink?
Milk.
No, they don't, you stupid bastard.
What? Oh, damn.
Yeah, you are
down.
You are a fuck. You are an actual. See, this is
that's
why we
one
pull.
Strike.
This
that's
is why we pull scum off. This is why we pull scum like you off of the streets of Brooklyn.
Why?
You think cows are perverts drinking milk?
No.
How can a cow get down to their udder? Tell me that.
That's incest, mother. That's cow incest. Now, I want to ask a question like that. If I was to take you out for a drink, which I'm not, but if I was going to, what drink would you be drinking?
I don't mind a cider. Sometimes I go for a cocktail. I do like a strawberry daiquiri, if you've got one of those in your locker.
Don't take the piss.
Do you think in the future we'll all be wearing shiny silver suits?
Oh, he's hesitating.
Oh, that's another strike.
That's two strikes. Oh,
these questions are getting harder.
And we're not even halfway through. Unfortunately for you and the listeners. Have you ever worn women's underwear?
No, never.
For a joke?
No, never.
Not even for a shit joke?
No. I've worn tights before.
A sexy joke? Just a sexy joke.
Why would you sound really weird?
I don't know.
Would you wear women's underwear?
For what? What's the
for
context?
Money. We got some money.
Quicker questions. I ain't got time to be wasting. Hey!
Next question. Is this the way to Amarillo?
No.
Okay.
Every night I bet you're fucking biting your pillow. Look at you weasel.
That's actually my nickname. Did you know that? Carry on.
How big is Ed Sheeran's Lego house?
To scale.
That was... You were just on the money there. You were so close to losing it.
And I'm out.
You were so close to losing it. Norris, can I have another one for this piece of junk?
What's the last thing that you've won?
Oh, God.
There you go. Hesitation.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. Let me throw this guy in a jail.
In the slammer.
In the slammer. That's right. That's what I wanted.
Oh, God.
Good night, sweetheart. Yeah, it's time to go.
So, it's clear we have to work on this section.
So, what didn't work and what did work? I think the whole thing, as a whole, requires a lot of fucking work.
Maybe no accent.
Hey, every journey starts with one small step, and we've taken that step today.
And that step was backwards, down a stairwell.
One step backwards, two step forward.
So, if you listen to Matt Bundy... we've got all that and more on the table.
There's magic like that, sir.
No, so is he guilty or not?
I think he's guilty.
You're guilty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you get a time for that?
Yeah.
20 minutes?
I'll tell you what I'm guilty of.
What?
Playing really good tunes on the air. The front bottoms.
Yes, I just don't get your plan. Are you trying to smash my world up? I'm trying to understand. You say you know me, not truly who I am. You stress the modifier while I stress the adjective. Time. It's time to go. Thinking about walking away the whole time, sleeping in the chair right next to me. To go.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
So, what you just listened to was Good Cop, Bad Cop.
But it was just
a joke one, just a joke version.
We're going to do a whole show just doing that soon.
Don't bring out all your family silverware in one go.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So that's just the spoons.
That is purely the teaspoons.
That was just the sporks.
That's just a
spork at a dinner table?
That's a ladle broken
KFC.
In half.
Fair Fox.
You've seen the advert. They all sit round at the table with a bargain bucket.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, the family, and they're like, ooh, that's all weird.
I think...
fancy some chicken!
Oh, has it got any carrots in it?
It's over shite!
Carry on.
Did you get the carrot reference?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Because I had a sausage with shredded carrot
yes.
in it.
Yes, yes.
He call did. Back. We're learning radio professionalism off Pete Donaldson. See, we're getting there, guys.
Yeah, all right, lick his ass.
Oh, you wouldn't say that one here.
No,
but everyone was going red. Oh, Pete, let's not tread on his toes.
I like football just as much as you.
Oh, Alan Shearer is a reference we both get because we both support Newcastle.
Yeah, you have to throw right, that mate. One in there. But we're getting vicious now, boys.
Surprised you didn't throw Cernicek in there.
Let's get quizzical. Right. Quizzical. It's time for a quiz.
Yeah.
Let me see your answers now.
But can I just say, it's a very serious quiz.
Oh,
yeah,
go on.
I feel like have we used this music
yes,
before?
Yes, we have.
Oh, shows how much I take note of the shows that we do on the radio. Are you ready for this, guys?
Yeah.
Thank you. He's done a ready burp. What have you got in your locker? Well, a growl. Was you in The Revenant?
I don't know. I'm in pay for it.
You just quoted the whole thing word for word.
Were you trying to flip Leo over as a bear? Carry on.
So basically, on the way up here to London, I saw some very weird tweets online, and I thought, I wonder if Will and Tom can name me who said these tweets.
Tweet.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I don't know about Will.
Okay, so you got pen and papers, you boys?
Not a single pen.
What do you want to get?
Why did you get...
Like is that pen there where you at?
Where's your now? I got a pen, sweetheart.
Ah, I don't know.
Where's my pen?
You got a pen there, Will.
There we go. So I'm going to read you some tweets. They're all legit tweets. I'm going to give you three options, A, B, and C. And I want you to write down who you think tweeted it. Get your tweets in. This is, which sports star tweeted this? Whitney has passed away. I can't believe it. I want to run to you. Really can't believe this. Was it Andy Murray? Wayne Rooney? Or Floyd Mayweather.
Whitney, go on, sorry, do that again.
Andy Murray.
The listeners at home.
Andy Murray, Wayne Rooney, or Floyd Mayweather, who said, Whitney has passed away. I can't believe it. I want to run to you. Really can't believe this.
Do you read this tweet on the train on the way up today?
No, I didn't read them out loud, no.
Okay. You mean Whitney isn't Whitney Houston, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Be said, no, don't.
I read them online on a Google.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Neither we.
What, are you nervous?
Yeah.
So is that Andy Murray, Wayne Rooney, or Floyd Mayweather?
Mayweather.
I'll read it one more time. Whitney has passed away. I can't believe it. I want to run to you. Really can't believe this. Murray, Rooney, Mayweather.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine any of them saying that. Can you, Tom?
That's why this quiz is going to be so interesting.
I
when
can't,
I do the
but I've got an answer.
Next up, which American said this? The only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke Sorry, let me do that again. Oh, no. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke...
Reading with Jack Dean.
...is a good guy with a nuke. Was that A...
Smiley did it me afterwards.
Yeah.
I read it.
Was that A, Donald Trump?
Yeah.
B, Sarah Palin? Or C, Quentin Tarantino? Well, I can see you're desperate for a wee, so how about we take a little break in the quiz?
No, that's fine.
No, no, we'll take a little break, because I want to...
Just take a break.
Just yeah, do, just do it in the corner like you normally
it's
do.
It's the Jack, mate, show. We can do whatever we want. Right?
Carry on.
Cut the music.
I'll piss on the floor.
No, I'm being serious. Cut the music. I'm going to have a little chat with Nozza about some YouTube plans.
You can go.
What? Just do it. Carry on with the quiz.
No, we can.
Oh, look, the music's back on now. Question three.
Well, don't sit there wiggling in your seat like a five-year-old kid, all right? Because I've just given you the opportunity to go and do it, and you ain't doing it.
Yeah. Sure, you should have had a try before we sell.
Yeah, have a try.
What's that?
You never have that.
Well, you have a try. I don't need the toilet, Mum. Have a try.
Have a try.
On.
All right.
Get a few drips out at least. Go on.
Which rich star said this? I can't believe my grandma's making me take out the trash. I'm rich as fuck. I'm going home. I shouldn't be doing this shit.
I know that before you even say it.
Do
you?
Yeah. Was it B? 50 Cent or Louis Theroux? Louis Theroux that trash out.
Hey?
Why don't you go for a week? Because you're fucking up everything. Did you listen to that question? Or?
Yeah, Louis Theroux it was.
Yeah, go on and write that down. Who said this? OMG! Can't believe Katie Price, aka Jordan, is on my flight from New York. Was it A? Do you know it already, Tom?
No, I was writing number four.
Was it A? Kim Kardashian. B? Macaulay Culkin. Or C? The golfer, Rory McIlroy. OMG, can't believe Katie Price, aka Jordan, is on my flight from New York. Which weed lover said this?
Michael Payne.
That's not a clue. So that within me saying that is a clue, in a way. 420, how is everybody? Was that A, Snoop Dogg, B, Mariah Carey, or C, Barack Obama?
Barack Obama.
420, the timestamp. What is up? How is everybody? Sorry. Which outspoken musical artist said the following? 9/11, Bush knocked down the towers. Yeah. Was it A, Zayn Malik, B, Chris Brown, or C, Macklemore? 9/11, someone did something to a building.
Right, go, next.
Someone,
who said this? This is my first tweet of my life. This is my first tweet of my life. Is that Peter Andre, J.K. Rowling, or Hulk Hogan? This is my first tweet of my life.
Have they done previous tweets?
That was their first tweet of their life.
How did you not get that from that?
No, I mean, that would be the joke, wouldn't it?
No, that was the first tweet of their life.
It would have been a good joke.
Who said this? I want to die.
Fucking hell.
Was it Alan Sugar?
Alive.
Piers Morgan.
Oh.
Katie Hopkins.
Oh.
I want to die.
And if you're playing at home, who did want to die? Was it Trump?
No, it's not an option. Sugar, Morgan, or Hopkins. And finally,
Ed Bulls.
I swear there was another question. But finally, who said this? Okay, boys, what's your balls size?
Yeah.
Was that Nicki Minaj, Meghan Trainor, or Britney Spears? Okay, boys, what's your ball size?
Is that it? 9 questions?
Yeah, that's a very peculiar number.
Yeah. Always been the anti-YouTuber, haven't you?
Yeah.
Let's do 9 questions on a quiz.
Fuck it. It's Norris's favourite number. Let's do it.
I've got a terrible feeling that I've sort of lost one.
That's all right, mate. Well, we can just do
when are we getting answers now?
We'll go to a song, so you can stop being a little whinge, kid, and come back and we'll do the answers.
Okay.
Go squeeze your sponge, mate. Go on, come back.
Yeah. I don't want 99. I want a hunter.
That you bothered when there's
presents Doc Brown
and Hugh Joseph. Rap about anything, guest. Please reveal yourself.
It's Coolio Bambata, a.k.a. Pete Pimlico. Pick for today, because I think it's very topical, is fry-ups.
Why is it topical today?
Because I had one today, innit?
Okay, yeah, there you go. Very topical.
I got a big egg flipper. I got a big dipper. Afterwards, we'll have tea. Just you and me. And possibly Eric C. Because he says he's heard of Coolio Bambata's fry-up is running.
Pete, that was absolutely magical, mate.
I was just freestyling, blood, you know what I mean? It's nothing, man. It's nothing, innit?
Every Tuesday. Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph. From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That was The Hunna with...
We Could Be.
We Could Be.
Heroes!
We could have been pissing ourselves.
If I,
really?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right now. I feel lighter.
You're better, sir.
I feel like a feather.
Ooh, you look like a feather too.
Did you aim well?
Aim very well.
Okay, ooh. Should we do...
Right in the mouth. Go, go.
Oh, dearie me. Should we do answers?
I'm a fountain! Yeah. God.
What do you want?
I want some tension up in this joint. Ooh. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. So I asked you, who said, Whitney's passed away, I can't believe it, I want to run to you.
I'm guessing it's Mayweather.
I went Mayweather as well.
It's Rune. Rune
Dog. Rooney? Yeah. Fuck off.
Honestly, read some of his tweets, they're funny as.
You're having a laugh.
Can't believe it, I want to run to you, really can't believe this.
Can't believe it? I don't want to run to you.
I don't want to run to you, Whitney.
Why would he say that?
I don't know. He says some weird stuff.
Is that one of the songs?
Look at I Want to Run to You as a song. Yeah.
Run but to You.
I want to run to you.
That's Bryan Adams. I want to run to you.
Oh, yeah. I want to run
to you. When the feeling's right, I'm going to run out now.
I want to run to you. Oh, yeah, I don't know why he said that.
Just went middle-aged dad there.
Maybe he just got very confused.
Yeah, bless him. That was Rune Dog, so no points there. Who said, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a nuke is a good guy with a nuke?
I've gone Palin.
Trumpy.
I've just realised how I haven't read the answers. Lucky I remember them. Let's go, it's Palin.
Fucking hell.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
Yeah, that was a curveball, that was, Tom. I thought, I'll give you something that sounds Trumpy.
Yeah, I got not, it.
Yeah. Oh, dearie me. Who said, I can't believe my grandma's making me take out the trash. I'm rich as fuck. I'm going home as I shouldn't be doing this.
Party in the club. I'm not taking out the bins. 50 Cent.
Let
him. For Louis Theroux.
Oh, come on, Will.
He wasn't listening to when he said it then, when he said Louis Theroux.
Oh, yeah, it's Tom's right. It's 50
Louis
Cent.
Theroux.
Party in the club, not doing the bins.
OMG, can't believe Katie Price, aka Jordan, is on my flight,
I went Kim Kardashian.
Who'd you go?
I don't know why, but I went for Rory.
Rory McIlroy?
Yeah. Only because I was thinking, who else would know who she is?
It was Kim K.
Really?
Honestly?
Yeah, the tweet was 6 years old, though.
Things I'm not telling you.
Why are you not telling me?
It's on the sheet!
How was everyone at 4:20?
Barack. I think it was Barack because he didn't understand the... Like the symbolism of 420.
Schnoop.
Oh, no points.
Oh, no, gee, Will.
It was Mariah Carey.
Oh.
I think.
I'm doing absolutely dog shit. You said, which weed lover? That's kind of. I know you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
9/11.
Bush knocked down the towers. Who was it?
Zayn Malik.
Who?
Chris Brown.
Oh, no points again. It's Macklemore.
Was it?
It's going well.
I like Macklemore.
Yeah,
didn't know he was a conspiracy theorist.
Who said?
We all are.
This is
in a way.
This is the first tweet of my life.
Hulk.
Andre.
Hulkamania.
Hulk is dumb as fuck on Twitter as well. Have you seen them things he's done?
Yeah.
People send him that picture of Jordan and her son.
Harvey Price, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen that?
Like, raise awareness, but it's just a picture of Jordan.
I was like, can you... some woman, like, tweeted it, going, can you retweet this to raise awareness for my son? And he retweeted it, and everyone was going, that's Katie Price and Harvey, you knob. That was... Hulk Hogan said, this is the first tweet of my life.
Yeah.
Hulkamaniacs!
Well, don't get me. Come on, you know I'm a wrestling fan.
Well, talking of celebrities retweeting wrong things,
yeah.
Did you ever see David Gold, the chairman of West Ham, what he retweeted?
About Antonio, was
it? Yeah. Did you hear this, Tom?
No.
Someone tweeted a picture of Mikhail Antonio, because bear in mind when he came, he didn't play for about 3 months. And they said, David, can you please retweet this? My friend went missing 3 months ago, last seen in Nottingham, and he retweeted it. And
Jesus.
People were like, mate, that you own that. That's a player you own. So, a bit awkward.
Jeez Louise.
Who said, I want to die? Will?
I went Piers Morgan.
I went Piers Morgan too. You're
both correct, and I think it was in reference to Arsenal losing a football game.
I imagine so. What are you on? Are you on 3-3 or is it 3-2?
Will's just looked what I wrote on his sheet. Read it.
So I didn't think we had an answer 10, but I've got a 10 now, and it says Will has rank skin. So
just remember writing that one.
Well, it's on your sheet.
On the sheet, Sharon.
And it's right. So you get a tick.
You get a tick there. Yeah.
That's the decider.
Okay.
Oh fuck.
He said, "Okay, boys, what's your ball size?"
It's gotta be Nicky.
I got a trainer.
It's Pernickety Nicky Minaj.
Hell yeah.
Tom, how many points you get there?
I got 4.
Will?
Which is what you predicted.
I'm not even joking. I got 4 because I got rank skin. That's right, I'm flaky as fuck, but I'm taking home the prize tonight. Who will be joining with me?
Wait.
There's been a late development.
Yeah, I bet there has.
Oh, number 10.
Not your brain.
Number 10, this is Ginger. There's a tick on it. Oh. So that means I win! To fuck you, Will!
Tom gets the point because he's Ginger!
That's enough of that.
Oh no, well played, boys, well played. Let's have a little bit of a jazzy tune up here.
Yeah,
I just want to chat to Noz for a bit, to be honest.
What's the jazzy tune we're going on?
Anything you want. No, I don't want a song, I want a little bit of a...
Where's your chair?
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah, there we go. So, just a nice little sit-down chat.
What's this song? I haven't heard it before.
We don't play this every
Maybe you come up with some ideas in the Skype chat.
I thought you were the producer.
So
I just thought you produced the show, so you might turn to
I can't wipe your ass. I can't hold your hand while I wipe your ass.
Me and Tom are under the illusion you get paid to do stuff.
I do, but there's only a miracle if people can do it, isn't there? Oh, we do have a laugh, don't we?
We try.
Bunch of mates.
Yeah. So we've all sat.
Colleagues.
For all the listeners out there, we're actually not stood at our mics anymore. We're sat down. I was going to say we've sat and down, but that's not correct terminology.
All I asked you to do is speak on the radio, but sometimes you can't even do that. So.
Sorry, mate. Sorry. We sat down. We're going to have a nice little discussion now. And I want to quit, like I was going to quiz before you refused. You wanted to hold in that urine, didn't you? I wanted you to go to the toilet so I could quiz Tom on his new ventures. He's got new ventures and new dentures.
That was me biting.
Hello. What's my chops, Bernie?
Watch my chops,
Bernie.
Watch my chops,
Bernie.
Watch my chops,
Bernie.
Watch my chops, Bernie.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, Alfie. Oh, I'm Nana Moon.
Adverse. What's the tikka masala one you were doing?
You must know it.
Yeah.
I need a bowl tea. I see you, baby. We're just saying random stuff now. I see you, baby. Chicken Madras. You must have seen those adverts.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of those.
Chicken Madras.
Big fan. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh my God! It's happened. It's
random karaoke.
So, Will, you might not be aware, but you did do the jingle, that you're going to be taking part in this week's Random Karaoke!
No way! You couldn't even write this shit!
Well, and you're doing the buttons as well, but here he is! Are you ready, William?
I think
for your first tune, my boy!
Tom, do you just want to explain the premise to the
next one? Basically, already have!
There's 5 random tracks cut together, and you're... Ooh, that's very loud. There's 5 random tracks cut together, and you're going to be singing them. And I'm right down. Can anyone hear me? Are you there? There you go. 5 random songs. You're singing them. That's
my God. Right. Okay. Would you want to press the button, Tom?
I will. Let me just press it. Oh, there you go. Oh, that button's soft.
That's really
right, what we're kicking off
button.
With. Oh. Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, Kate Bush. Yeah. Keep going. Any words to the song? Just noise.
Just try. Actually,
go for it. Stand up. Put the mic up. Take it seriously. Come on.
She's great at lyrics, Kate Bush. Great lyrics.
It's me, Kathy, I'm coming on.
Oh, lovely.
You've got to hold in gear, but do it at the right time. You can't be slow or fast, but you must get to the line. They'll always hit you and hurt you.
Yeah.
Defend and attack. There's only one way to go, and that's around the back. So catch me if you can, cause I'm the England man. A 7-4-4-2, we all love Roy Hodgson. Sing it for England. Everybody loves Defoe. Come on now. Come on now.
Is it a sincere sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it truly a sincere sorry? No, then I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? Oh, I'm sorry, whoa.
Bismillah, no!
They will not let you go.
Let me go!
They will not let you go.
Let me go!
They will not let you go.
Let me go!
We don't
let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Let me go. Go!
No, 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 no. Mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil on the side for me. For me.
That's producer Will. You've just completed random karaoke.
Hey guys, let's just rock out.
Let's rock out.
We'll be right back.
presents Joey
Page. For those of you listening to use Uber, you rate the drivers, but also they rate you. But because they rate you, you can actually find it outright. So I'm going to go and do mine. Okay, mine says your average trip rating is 4.6 stars. What is yours?
4.8.
That's good. That's better than mine, mate.
Yeah, but it should be 5.
Mate, that's really good. How many times have you used it?
I've used it probably about 25 times. What? If I've done 25 journeys, at least 4 people have marked me down a star.
Wow, it's like Edinburgh all over again. It's absolutely furious.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page, from 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Last night. What did you do last night, Will?
I went to the Macquarie's, didn't I? I actually did something fun and entertaining.
Yeah, you did for once.
What? Yeah.
You do much last night?
I did my I basically recently smashed my phone up and well, actually hadn't. I had been living with a crappy phone for a very long time. And yeah, that's bad. And I bought pretty much a tank armor for my phone,
which is
ridiculous. It's so big and heavy.
Is that what it's actually branded as? Tank
no,
armor?
It's not. But someone said look for JCB phone cases, and they looked a bit yellow and a bit meh. So I looked at this one aluminium thing. You have to use an Allen key to get into it. But my headphones didn't fit into it on the way on the train, so I had to take it apart to listen to music.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's a bit annoying, but...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's worth the effort.
But if I drop it, mate, and you drop yours, you'll be like, oh my God, I dropped my present from Adrian. And I'll be like, mine's not.
Adrian, man, that's a blast from the past.
It is, isn't it?
The reason that I ask what you did last night, not just because the Strokes were asking it, but was you not working on a new project?
Oh God, you brought it up. Oh God, I'm blushing. basically, I'm going to try... out doing my own YouTube channel.
Big news.
Because I thought, you know what?
That was an explosion.
Why not? Is it? That's my attitude about it. Why not? I've got, you know, I do video production.
I've got the equipment. You've got the talent. You're a funny guy.
Yeah. No, so, I mean, he's got, like, friends to work closely with who are very talented.
Yeah, some people have been on the show. Yeah. I can get in touch with them.
Yeah, or someone that you work with quite a lot.
Yeah, maybe. Will's done some YouTube stuff, so I might go work with him.
I smash it, mate.
Or someone who's got, like, a vast, like, or a little bit of experience in...
Oh, like Ben Cook.
Adam, you got some experience on YouTube, have you, mate?
Adam has, yeah.
No, I still work with you, Adam. Or someone that, like, helps you out quite a bit, you help them, you work quite closely with it, you, like, co-present a show with him.
Robbie Knox.
Oh, the boy.
So stupid.
I'm such a div.
Idiot horn.
That's
what's going on about the whole time.
Robbie Knox.
Yeah, obviously.
Because when he knocks, you know it's time for funny times.
Yeah. I miss him. Shall we get him back next week?
Yeah.
Bit of Knox.
If he's around, yeah.
So what kind of content are you going to be creating then?
Well, this is all going to be covered in my first video. But I mean, I'll do a little brief description. I'm going to try and do some kind of vloggy things. You've seen some of the stuff I'm trying, but like vloggy things, some sketches, and maybe a little bit of musical stuff.
And I think we all remember Jack's response, Tom, to when you announced that you're going to do YouTube. And Jack said, YouTube's dead. It's all about Facebook now.
It is. So, I mean,
who needs friends?
Exactly.
Well, YouTube isn't dead. It's just dead for a few of us.
Hey, big guy.
Turn that frown upside down.
Don't you start getting a bit emotional on here.
I'm just getting a bit upset.
Hey, the content's gone up. The views will follow soon.
Yeah. Will they?
Yeah, I promise you.
Yeah, I'm doing a new channel. And it's going to be under the name Nozza. And I don't know when it's coming out.
Bring it back to Tom, sorry.
No, wait.
Oh, sorry.
I'm doing that. It's going to come out. I don't know when it's coming out quite yet, but I'll obviously keep you all posted. Follow me on Twitter if you want to subscribe to my Twitter, which you can't do because it's not a thing. Anyway, but I mean, recently, Jack, you've got a bit, not an announcement as such, but you're thinking of what you're going to do for a new kind of series, kind of condense it down to a singular channel.
It's a bit of a grey area, really, because I don't really know what I'm doing. But with all this stuff with like Jack's Chatter and all these other side projects, I just really don't want to have that messy sort of feel to it anymore where, oh, this content's on this channel, this content's on the other. I'm just going to upload everything to my YouTube channel.
Well, we and Tom have said it for a while, haven't we?
You have.
Be behind your back.
You piece of shit.
Over emails.
Mm. Over some bacon mayo.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's not, because if people are interested in you, It's all going to be in one place, and they can find out what you're doing with your vlogs, what you're doing with your aunts, girlfriends.
Just
in
gets
there.
A bit confusing, doesn't it? If you, yeah. If you, so I guess
what I'm thinking, and this is only penciled in, so it can be erased and changed. I'm thinking four series at the moment. Mm-hmm. One with myself and my girlfriend, which is an obvious choice because the views are obviously good if you feature a girl in the video. My normal rants, which I'm going to call the series Rant, and that's going to be every Thursday, and then that's the only thing that's dead concrete going to happen, that one.
What's so you're bringing back the rants?
Yeah, the rants are coming back. Oh, they're just going to be like my normal videos. Like, I've already filmed one that I'm editing at the moment, and it's 10 things I don't understand about women. So it's not so much a rant, but more of a comedy look at life, if you will.
Okay.
I've called it rant just to put it under that umbrella. So we've got them, we've got the girlfriend ones. I'm also going to still be doing the celebrity interviews. Jack's chat, not Jack's chatter.
Yeah, you got anything lined
up? See why it gets a bit confusing. No, not really. But I'll be on it. I'll be on it. I'm still tapping up, knocking on.
I'll be on Jack's chat.
I'll interview myself. Mirror.
No, you won't.
You're talking about
interviewing yourself.
I'm still knocking on Gervais's door, so hopefully that'll be a breakthrough in 2016.
Fuck off!
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
And the fourth series that actually Nozza thought of, I'd thought of a bit previous, but never really gone down that road, is YouTube collaborations with other content creators, so...
But trying not to do things that are, you know... Standard.
The Fluffy Bunny Challenge.
Yeah,
20
yeah,
Chicken Nugget
yeah,
Challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
Which isn't a challenge, it's more of a... More of a health hazard.
What, 20 chicken nuggets?
40 chicken nugget
That's
challenge.
That's not a health hazard.
I know, should see me.
Are you saying, Jack, that you could do 40 nuggets?
Oh no, what's that? The random chicken nugget challenge? Bring him in! Oh my god!
The soul's still alive! Kill it!
Oh no, stop, the corn chicken nuggets.
Oh god. Full of carrots.
I had some of them the other day and they burnt to shit.
Corn.
Corn nuggets.
I think that's because they've got extra water in them. There's a little theory for you. Tweet in if you think so.
Cluck in if you want.
if they're corn nuggets, are they actually corn chicken nuggets? Or because surely it's just corn inside of a nugget shape. So therefore, where would you get the chicken from?
Oh my god. Are you making me think?
He's so mysterious.
Yeah, me and Macklemore are on the same page right about now.
Oh my god. Yeah. My brain hurts.
You're inside my brain. You're making yourself at home. That's all I care about. Just wipe your feet in the door.
So, I think if we talk about experience on YouTube... I mean, you're looking at the man that's been in the game the longest.
Yeah, well, I've only just started, Will, but, you know, I was really... growing up as a young lad.
I can tell you, miming videos are the way to go, as Jack found out.
Yeah, you said this before. Remind us how many views your lip sync video got.
There's only one video left in there because my friend Adam Haig, who is a doctor now, wanted them removed because when he was at uni... these Polish girls found out about them, who were at his course, and they were like big fans, and he just didn't want that detriment in his career. Yeah, Parker 7-8.
They weren't.
Hey.
Big fans.
This is bollocks, Will.
I swear to God, honestly, it's true story.
You just winked at him.
Yeah.
I didn't wink at him.
Yeah, you did.
He's got a lazy eye. I didn't want you to bring it out.
You're lazy in other ways, but not the eye. Kidding.
Lazy fingers all over that desk of yours. we're going to go to Jamie T in a bit,
do you want to put that on, do you, mate?
After that, we're going to carry on with the play from last week, which I think is getting... have we got a title for it yet?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, the Foo Boys.
The Foo Boys.
That was my idea, you prick.
No, it wasn't.
I've written it on my sheet. It's on my sheet.
You were like, what's the scene? Name the scene.
You didn't even know we were doing it.
Set in the scene.
And it's not even a play anymore. It's a soap.
It's a soap opera. You're right.
You have a go at me all the time, and you don't even retain the knowledge that it's gone from a play to a soap.
No, I know that.
The Foo Boys, Foo Boys, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do when Foo Boys come for you?
Syllables don't
and if you remember last week, Jack, Tom and Will within the soap was heading to Caledonian Road tube station only to be confronted with a sign that said the tube's not operating as normal today, instead you'll be riding the Rainbow Line. Tom was a bit cautious at first, didn't want to go onto the Rainbow Line
because you made me sound a little bit homophobic.
No, that you was homophobic
no,
when you got
Scott.
On the line.
Okay, and then, that's right
then. So me and Will got onto the Rainbow Line and then Tom was very, very homophobic.
In the play. Which you wrote. Yes. All right.
There was nothing offensive.
Let's listen to this song and then we'll see what happens this week, shall we?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Jamie T. I said that.
Don't you find the buttons?
Find some of the time, there is always someone on your mind that shouldn't be at all in any place or any kind. Don't you find some of the time?
someone on your mind that shouldn't be at all, in any place or any kind. Don't you find some of the time there is always someone on your mind that shouldn't be at all, in any place or any kind. Don't you find.
Jimmy Toe with Dirt Your Thund.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Toe. Listen to my song, The Fad.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Now it's time for the Foo Boys play.
Yeah.
Sorry, not play.
Soap.
Yeah.
Soap. And Tom Norris has had the pleasure.
I've had the absolute pleasure of writing this one.
Okay.
And it's called End of
did
the
you
Rainbow.
Go Australian,
I did. I went into it a little
End
bit.
End of the Rainbow Lights.
End of the Rainbow Lights. Where does it go? So Jack gave us the little hint of what happened. Not hint, he told us what happened last week. We've gotten the train. It was different.
Probably best if you don't sing, Will.
I'm still in my own bed. We ran out of bed, so I'm going to have to start doing that.
Okay. I don't want your bed full of flakes. Your what?
And another. And his friend.
And another boy, yeah. Which is weird.
Oh, sorry, yeah, this is very true.
It's unusual.
People probably think that is a joke, but I have actually been sharing a bed with my good friend Matt for the last 3 months.
Yeah. Can I just say, it's not weird that he's sharing a bed with a boy. That's fine. It's weird that he's one of your friends that you've known for many years.
Yeah, I said he was a friend.
And you can't get out.
Adam, is this stuff all right? Are we crossing any lines here?
So, back to the play.
Back to the Rainbow Line.
You guys are playing you, and I'm playing me, but Jack, you're going to play one of the characters from last week as well.
I'd love to.
You had the
I think
the
I know where this is going.
Train ticket inspector.
Right, okay.
Do you? You shouldn't know. Anyway, so I will be narrating, and we're going to be joining us on the train.
Yeah.
Which we need to be back in.
We're on the train. Can you hear it? That's a quiet train. It's one of the new ones.
Oh, why is it on this? It gets all jolted.
These seats are so colourful.
They
okay.
are.
So, the boys have been stuck on the train on the Rainbow Line for 2 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes, with no clue as to where they were headed. Also, they were naked. For some reason, that was just there. That's just the train rules. Tom had found a Metro newspaper to hide his junk. Jack had positioned himself behind a pole, and William just stood there, belly bollocks.
You know what? I could get used to this. Let the old boy breathe. Feels quite liberating.
Can you just stop waving it around, please?
Lighten
William?
Up, Jack. Ever been to Holland?
Will starts to do a windmill with his manhood. Jack and Tom turn away.
Oh, lads, get some culture, would you?
Suddenly, the train halted.
All off, fellas. This is your final destination.
The boys walk off the train and have no idea where they are until Tom spots a sign. Bugger me.
Sorry, love. I'm still on shift. Bye.
No, guys. Look at the sign. We're at Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Sick. I haven't actually read this. But he's been gone for 20 years, Noz.
We need to get out of here, guys. I have a video I need to upload by 7 p.m.
What are you munching on?
The sign. It's made of marzipan.
The guys walk a little further into the abandoned factory to have a look around.
Right on cue.
Yeah.
The Chocolate River? It's set.
Oh, and all these toffee apples are rotten. Tom, where did you find those?
Tom appeared in an Oompa Loompa outfit and had two in his hands for the lads. Oh, I found some Oompa Loompa corpses behind the cherry drops. Put them on, boys. Oddly, the outfits fitted Tom and Jack fine, like really fine. Whereas Will's outfit came up at least three times. Whereas Will's outfit gave him at least three camel toes, a camel foot perhaps.
Well, this isn't ideal. I look a right wally. Where do we go now? The
Oompa Dumpa Dubbity Doo. My name is Scotty, but who the F are you?
Well, Mr. Oompa Loompas, sir, we got dropped off here and we don't really know how to get out.
Okay, well, how about this? You're in my dead mate's work gear, so come and work a shift.
And then Willie said,
come and work a shift.
I guess we really should have thought about this, guys. I mean, it's the Christmas thing to do, right?
Fucking hell.
Try reading the script, not upside down.
Hey. What? Hey.
Read it again. What would Will actually say?
Hey, I'll tell you what I would have said. I guess we really should, guys. ? I mean, it is the Christian thing to do.
So the old weird and slightly creepy Oompa Loompa led the lads through the old dusty corridors of the Wonka factory. They seemed to walk for miles and miles, then they reached a huge stairway which they couldn't see the top of.
Oh.
Oompa Loompa doobity-doo. You fellas wait here or he will kill you.
The old Oompa Loompa walked off sharpish, leaving the boys stood there. Well, this is getting dark.
What do you think's coming?
Guys, I love you. Thanks for letting me be friends with you.
Will, shut up, pal. This isn't the end.
Oh, God! I've even been in a fight!
Pull yourself together!
Suddenly, footsteps began descending down the steps. A figure in a purple top hat emerged. It was Wonka.
Welcome to the playground, chaps. We are gonna have some fun.
Dun, dun, dun.
That was the Foo Boys.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not writing it.
Do you know what? I will admit, when you first said we shouldn't ride the rainbow line, it's looking like you were right all along.
Yeah. Well, we're suddenly in a scenario which I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and Will, you have the pleasure of telling us where the story leads next
where
week.
Where the crazy Wonka takes us.
Dumpa, dumpa, dumpa-dee, doo.
You guys wait here or he will kill you.
That's good. I'm thinking feature film.
I'm thinking feature film.
What's your favourite Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
It's got to be the original. Gene
exactly.
Wilder.
Yeah. I often compare to my living arrangement as the scene when, you know, all the grandparents. That's what it's like for me at the moment.
Yeah. That pisses me off. Imagine that. Just them staying in the scene, like all of them there.
It must stink as well.
And they get up.
And then when he finds the golden ticket, he jumps up and starts dancing about. So he's been
I got a golden ticket! I got a golden ticket!
Exactly. And he's been laid down in bed for 20 years.
Why didn't you go out with the vegetables outside, you old bastard?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get up. Oh, there's chocolate, is there? Oh, well, fuck me. I'm going to get up out of the bed and dance.
Oh, I'm too ill to do any chores for 20 years. You're off to the factory? Oh, well, fuck me. I'm all better. Come on, Charlie.
What Gloopy's going, is he, the old bastard? Let's go. Show it.
Get the chocks in. Get the chocks in. Get the chock ins for Grandpa Joe.
Chockins.
Get the chockins. Wow.
And what happens to the other three? Do they just perish in a cold winter because they can't afford to heat the home?
I hope so.
What happened to those guys?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Why?
Because like you said, I don't think that's any kind of living arrangement for anyone.
And it's, where do the parents live?
They sleep in the middle between the gaps.
No, they don't.
They sleep between the mattresses.
Well, the dad's always like a waterbed, but it's just piss. Yeah. It's just purely piss.
Yeah. Oh, I love this heated blanket. Why is it damp? Why is it golden?
Oh, this is
it's just like your ticket.
I've got a golden bed sheet. Charlie and the piss stain bed.
Just bringing that to the chocolate factory. There's a bed sheet, huh? Is it the same thing?
You stink, mate. Just fuck off.
It's got peeps on this one. Oh, come in.
Slugworth's just there going, oh, fuck. Come here, you bastard.
Slugworth.
The one that's like, give me the gobstopper and I'll fucking give you money.
If you had to make a parody of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory right now, what would you have?
Well, it'd be a piss ticket to start with. It'd be a piss sheet. That's what you got to win.
Charlie and the
Denelm are doing a big. You go to a bed factory and it's Denelm, and you meet the owner of Denelm.
Denelm?
It's like a IKEA. Oh, IKEA.
Oh!
Well, you forgot about
Someone
IKEA.
Someone get me my pen!
That Charlie and the chocolate.
Yeah, it would be like a Swedish chocolate, like the Willy Wonka.
I've enjoyed today's show.
Yes, I have as well.
Yeah, it's been a good one. It's been a good one.
We've learned some lessons, haven't we, lads?
As you've noticed, we've binned off themes this year, haven't we? We used to have a theme to our show. We don't really.
I don't think we missed it personally.
We don't want to be bound by rules.
No.
Themes.
We like to at first give us a bit of confidence, you know. But now we're flying.
Oh yeah, I mean today's show we've actually been.
Let's all whistle down the microphone. That sounds nice.
Let's see who can make the most annoying noise for the listener. Oh, that actually hurt my throat, so I can't imagine what that does to your ears. Let's not do this.
That's a good thing.
Join us next week when you'll be hearing more annoying sounds.
Such as...
Oh,
why do you always do that Pokemon round?
I don't know.
I love it so much. Are you right, Will?
Yeah. I mean, it was lovely to meet Pete Donaldson, one of us. I was going to say childhood heroes, but adult hero.
I first found out about the Ramble about 8 or 9 months ago. Probably about a year ago now, because this man to my left here showed
You're
me.
You're new to
he?
The Ramble,
it
are
was,
you?
I've only been part of it, not part of it. I've been listening to it for just over a year, because it's when I came back from seeing my buddy in Sardinia that I got into it.
I've been on the Ramble boat for about 2 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lovely stuff.
That's not long, is it, really?
Well, time flies when you're rambling along.
I've just had a look at the call sheet for the last song, and quite fittingly, it's Razorlight with...
And we haven't even made this up.
No, we haven't. That's improv at its best. It's Razorlight with Golden Touch.
Golden Mattress.
Yes.
I've got a golden mattress.
I hope you all have a good weekend. Say goodbye, Will.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Nozza.
Bye ya.
We're off to go and have a bit of a party. Enjoy this. This is Razorlight with Pissy Mattress.
I know a girl with a golden touch. She's got enough, she's got too much. You could have it all if you wanted. You could have it all if it matters so much. But then all they know is how to put you down when you're there. They're your friend, but then when you're not around, they say, oh, she has changed.
just a thing.